Good morning. You're listening to WTUL News and Views on 91.5. It's a Monday morning, and we just celebrated the 4th of July, Independence Day, and Essence Fest weekend, and the U.S. women's team won the World Cup yesterday. This morning, we're going to listen to some audio from the Confederate flag burning. Got some lessons from Angela Kinlaw and a poem from a scribe called Quest.
Running since she's been here. She created a lot of amazing spaces for us. And last time we did this, she gave me some words that I'm still sitting with. I want y'all to give it up for Angela Kinlaw.
Angela, thanks for us being here today. I'm going to ask you to just bear with us a few more minutes as we stand here in this sun. This sun is shining down on us today because we're here for good. We're here for the right reasons. We're here collectively to tell truth, and we're here collectively for change. There are some people among us, and some people out throughout the city, throughout the nation, and even in the world, who are questioning, why do we care about symbols when we have so many other things we need to be concerned about? But we need to be ambassadors and messengers to help people understand why it is important. Anytime you have symbols of oppression that are grounded in white supremacy, any symbol is designed to bond people around common values, patriotically bond them around cultural values. And when you have symbols like these that do bond people around hate, that's problematic because it plants seeds in people's minds that ultimately end up being sanctioned by our state. This is sanctioned by our state. Every single one of us that pays tax dollars pays for the upkeep of this symbol. Every single one of us that is working hard and contributing for a better future, our money is paying for the upkeeping of this statue. And why is that a problem? For those of us who care about institutional oppression, institutional racism, this is directly connected to our lives on a daily basis. This is directed to what our children see and are inspired or traumatized by. For any child that's inspired by this, we should be concerned. For any child that's traumatized by this, we should be concerned. Amen. I've had some white allies tell me, well, Kinlaw, I don't necessarily think it's a problem because my ancestors weren't involved with slavery. I wasn't involved with slavery. I think I know that. And I'm here to tell you, if you believe that you would have been existing during chattel slavery and would have not condoned this, this is equivalent to our oppression today. So when you sit in silence, you condone this oppression. When you walk by it and you act like it's not here, you condone this. When you sit in a position of decision-making power on any level, making decisions that impact people's lives, and you sit silently, you condone this. We are here today to say that it must come down. We can't wait till the tricentennial of New Orleans to come for a conversation to start. We can't wait till Katrina 10 commemoration comes for a conversation to start. We need a date, and we need it now. And we need the date to be soon, because we're not asking anymore. We're not asking for permission anymore. And I want to say to all my people who have felt the needle of oppression agitating at you, today we are no longer asking for people to recognize our humanity. Our responsibility is to live out our God-given freedom. Man. And as we stand here today in unity, we are living out our God-given freedom. We will not condone these symbols, nor will we condone the things we do not see. If you will sit silently with things that you can see and condone them, then it makes me wonder if you'll sit silently with the things we cannot see. Do we realize that we exist in a state that has the highest number, percentage, per capita of all prisoners in this world? Combine all of our states together, Louisiana beats them all. Look at any other country in this world, Louisiana beats them all. This is directly connected to the prison industrial complex. Anytime we have these symbols of oppression anchored in white supremacy, anchored in institutional racism, we are giving permission to the state to do what they will. But the day is done. The time is done. So anybody who will tell you that these things are not connected, they are connected. This is their way of saying, stay in your place. Stay under the control mechanisms that have been condoned by the state. And we have to say no more. What do we have to say?
No more.
What do we have to say?
No more.
What do we have to say?
No more.
So I need you to speak. need you to speak to your neighbors, to the people who will have conversation in front of you and you sit silently. We have to engage. And then we're asking everybody here, if you really care about this issue, if you really, really care, we got to do more than the rally. We're asking you to get on the phone, call any representative that says they represent you. Anybody that's elected to supposedly represent you, call them and demand that it come down. Simultaneously, do not leave this space without signing this petition. And then simultaneously, remember, as we stand here on this Essence Festival weekend, here's an example of $215 million that comes into the city off of these dollars. Less than 1% of it makes it into the hands of black business owners. All of this is connected because the kind of oppression, the kind of representatives that would condone this are allowing the kind of systemic oppression that exists within the city to hold us down. Whether it's housing equity, whether it's what's happening in our streets, where we're losing black bodies and brown bodies in the street, we need to care about this, and it needs to come to an end today. It needs to come to an end today. It needs to come to an end today. When does it need to come to an end?
Today.
When does it need to come to an end?
Today.
So before you leave here, sign the petition. When you go home, before you get too comfortable, make the phone call, send the email, and then speak to somebody else who's in a position to make a change in somebody's life.
All right, that was Angela Kinlaw. The event that you're listening to happened this Independence Day. It was organized by BYP 100, and it was the second ritual burning of the Confederate flag that we've had in New Orleans in conjunction with a national event. I'm going to just read the press release that BYP 100 put out. So it says, to mark the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War, activist group BYP 100 New Orleans joined forces with artists John Sims Project, The Confederate Flag, 13 Flag Funerals, a funeral burial group performance in all of the 13 states connected to the 13 stars in the Confederate flag. This happened on Memorial Day, May 25th. These events were intended to create a space of ceremonial reflection on the desire for the death and burial of the Confederate flag as a symbol of terror, treason, and white supremacy, as well as a message that black lives don't matter. BYP 100 New Orleans localized this event by conducting at Lee Circle and addressing the problematic nature of the Robert E. Lee statue, along with all symbols, signs, and monuments to white supremacy in New Orleans. On July 4th, we conducted another flag funeral at Lee Circle, preceded by a march. This was in response to the recent killings in Charleston, South Carolina, as well as Mayor Landrieu's recent commitment to bring down the Robert E. Lee statue in time for the New Orleans tricentennial in 2018. We are challenging the mayor and the city at large to remove these atrocities more quickly and to join the conversation around the removal that has been taking place for decades now. We are inviting all citizens of New Orleans to commit to immediate removal of all symbols of white supremacy now, and not just when it's politically advantageous or when major tragedy occurs. So now we're going to hear from a scribe called Quest. This is his poem for the event.
We're going chant down Babylon sonically. I'm out of chance, y'all. I'm new to this organizer activist thing, so somebody whisper a good chant in my ear, because when it's all said and done, I want to hear something new. But that said and done, I'm going to read an epitaph. This is my epitaph for not just the Confederate flag, but all symbolic white supremacy. I'm not that good at multitasking, so my girl, she's going to come hold this up for me. All right. Yeah, I'll mix them up, because they be calling for the same phone and stuff. See, I just mix them up. All right, my girl Sonya got us. And I want you to visualize as we do this, because we wanted to organize a space where we could actually talk about what will replace this. But it's like 120 degrees, so we decided to delay that. And we're going to do that when we got some AC, we got a good space for that. But as I read this, I want you to think about it. As this comes down, why does it come down? Why does it need to come down? You done heard every word you need to hear so far about why. But why to you? Why personally to you? Is this a tinge? Is this something that just jerks you, that brought you here today, right? And as we remove that, what can we put up? Like an ABC Alexander that's going to unify us the way that we're unified today. Ashe?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Thank you for listening. It's WTUL News and Views.